1976 today.
I saw something fall out of the sky and then a big fireball kind of shoot out. We came outside and just big shake. Didn't know what it was. Ran outside. All the windows were blown. There's fire coming out and just smoke everywhere.
I noticed that a plane was flying unusually low, and I didn't think that there was an airport nearby, so I thought that was kind of weird. And saw the plane hit the lower to mid section of the building. Couldn't believe it.
We didn't think the plane was actually crashing when we saw it, and it was so low that it was kind of one of those things, like I didn't see the person, but it was close enough that you could have seen the guy in it.
My instructor just started yelling, look at that plane, look at that plane. And then I looked up, and all I saw is I just saw big flames, and then we ran out of the building.
It shot right across that light and right across the highway, went right into the building directly, exploded in a fireball. The fireball was probably 50 feet each side of the impact. The windows began to fly out of the building. There must have been a lot of shock inside, a shock wave. The windows flew out, and there's pink insulation pads flying all around.
Some people were running, some people were peeling out of their cars, and we could see smoke coming out of the back end of the building. It was very traumatic.
A man with a grudge against the IRS crashes a small plane into an IRS office in Austin, Texas, and all hell breaks loose. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to talk about this story, obviously, weaved in throughout our 4 hours here on ATN. There are some other things we'll hit. The Olympics, the highs and the lows so far. At this point, the Dalai Lama meets with Obama. At what cost to the relationship with China? Conservatives rally big time and make some jokes at Obama's expense before the midterm elections. In the meantime, Taliban, Taliban, and less Taliban. You got to love this. More Taliban folks being captured as it leaves my lips in Pakistan. Oh, I think this is the best thing that I've said all week on this show. And the Toyota boss is finally going to testify in D.C. More problems for Toyota, hopefully not for our friends, who are employed in some way by Toyota. Whether it's Jay taking the parts in his truck or any of you in Georgetown, Kentucky, we'd hate to see that happen. And it looks like it's going to be okay, and I think this testimony is probably a good thing. So here we are at the crossroads once again at the top of this show talking about a horrible accident and somebody with a crazy, crazy grudge. The sad thing is, and you heard the witnesses there talk about what they saw, the big fireball, the shock, they couldn't believe it. And whenever something like that happens, automatically, terrorism, F-16s, boom, locked, loaded in the air. So the remains of two people were found in the building, and that's the sad part about all of this. Once again, innocent people lose their lives as a statement. Somebody decides to take his life, and in the process, two other lives are snuffed out. So who is the guy we're talking about? His name is Joseph Stack. He felt like the federal government was screwing him with their tax code. He felt like he was robbed of his savings and his career was being destroyed, while all these execs were able to walk away with millions. It goes back to that whole thing again about those bonuses and how deep this has cut into people's emotions, as crazy as that sounds. He left a rambling 3,000-word manifesto, posted it on a website, and registered in his name, that the feud with the IRS was his passion, that it was so deeply wrapped around him that it drove him to the point of committing suicide by slamming that single-engine Piper PA-28 slam into an Austin building, as I just mentioned, is the home for the IRS. And he said in his manifesto, nothing changes unless there is a body count. So I think he was hoping, there was over 100 people that worked in that building, that the body count would be higher. It was two, and two is too many, frankly. But will his statement resonate with anyone? The sad part of this whole thing is he's divorced, but he's a guy who had a daughter, had grandchildren, and this is what they're also left with. So there was this wild storm brewing inside of him, and the people closest to him had no idea. They didn't think anything was going on. In fact, I was talking to somebody today in Austin, and they mentioned that he was in a band and was a popular member of the band. And the people that spent the most time with him just jamming, just playing the guitar, they didn't see anything that showed that there was some madness happening or even knew of any kind of an IRS dispute. They had no clue about it. Now, specifically in the note, he refers to some disputes with the IRS that cost him more than $40,000, and he said 10 years of his life. I guess twice he started software companies in California that were suspended by the tax board, and he listed himself as the chief executive officer of both of those, and this was in the 80s. Also in the mid-90s, he didn't file a state tax return and was suspended in 2000 by the tax board. And so you see where the ball's going in this one. He didn't pay state taxes in 96 and 2002, so he had a bill that was $1,153. But he never discussed this with anybody who was close to him. He didn't drink. He didn't smoke. Nobody saw any red flags, any indication that this was going to happen. None whatsoever. So how do you stop a guy like this? How do you get inside his head? How do you try to calm him down? There is no calming him down. Now, here's what happened, too. He set his house on fire and then flew the plane into the building. So his home on fire, burning to the ground, and there he is off in the plane headed for the IRS. And he talked about, and see, this was a guy who had trouble finding work. He talked about having a hard time trying to get any kind of work in Austin and not filing a tax return one year because he didn't make any money. And it seems as though, as they try to gather his tax records, that the tipping point for this guy was an audit. He had an audit, and they discovered about $13,000 in unreported income. So at the end of this whole manifesto, he goes into, I know that by not adding my body to the count, I ensure nothing will change. I know I'm hardly the first one to decide. I have had all that I can stand. Oof. And no indication. We'll talk about this and what makes somebody finally tick, tick, and tick off coming up. As I mentioned, weaved in and out of this show. But also, we're going to talk about runaways and the sad, sad numbers of runaways in this country and ultimately what it leads to. But I do have some breaking news. Evan Lysick is celebrating now for the fact that he has won skating gold. So it's the U.S.'s first men's Olympic skating title since Brian Boitano. How exciting is that? And somebody was talking the other day that the way he was practicing, it looked like he had nailed this thing shut, and apparently he did just that. Coming up later, we got the medal count. Hang with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Peter Krautschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krautschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krautschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Vinay Rogers on, and she was part of Contact Crisis, that helpline that reaches so many teenagers, and I think it's a wonderful thing that they're doing. Anything that you can do to reach out to a troubled teen. Lately, even in my own neck of the woods here in Texas, we've seen some sad things happen that have led to some of these teenagers actually taking their own lives. And then the whole sad phenomenon of runaways and ultimately what has happened to some of these kids, and is there a way to stop this? Is there a way to reach the kids? Mike Keenan joins us now, and he knows all about this subject all too well. Mike, thanks for coming on our show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Hi.
And let's talk about, the book you have is called Memoirs of a Runaway, A Story of Hope. Let's tell the listeners of America Tonight your own story.
Well, I was, my father died when I was about 10 of a brain tumor. Mother remarried a man that started beating me. And so I started running away about that age. And by age 12, I was pretty much hanging out in pool halls and places to play pinball, places I didn't have to go back home, and eventually left for good, hitchhiked all the way to California, and by 14 I was picked up by a truck driver and then drove 250,000 miles in a semi probably by the time I was 17, even without a driver's license, and you know, hitchhiked cross country several times, and a lot of involvement in trying to avoid police and trying to get caught and trying to keep myself from having to go back home.
And obviously, a very rough life. So you were living hand to mouth, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much just relying on churches to see if I could find, you know, help from anybody, everybody that would, you know, or could. Seemed like even then, you know, they were overwhelmed by the amount of homeless people and kids that were on the streets.
And how, you know, it's interesting, from when you were a runaway and to what you were able to do with your life to where we are now, we're seeing that now this is, I was talking to someone the other day about this and the crisis line I mentioned, and sadly there's a rollback on this. We're starting to see that more teens are doing that. What do you attribute that to? Just same thing? It could be a family situation, the loss of a mother or father, horrible remarriage, something else that's going on in the home, and it doesn't matter if it was, you know, two decades to the current decade, it's all the same thing?
I don't know. It seems like it's a lot different now. I mean, culture has changed so much. People have gotten away and from traditions. You know, they've gotten into such a routine or such a convenience because of how we live and where we live. It just seems like it's harder to keep attention, you know, discipline and love to a child like it used to be. I mean, I think then there was a lot of, you know, different situations, individual situations, as to where now it seems like there's a lot more of the same problem, which is, you know, that everybody is very busy. Everybody is very focused on just being able to support themselves and their children and provide a life. It's not always, it just seems like it's become much more difficult to parent.
Yeah, no kidding. I like what you said there. It's becoming much more difficult to parent. To realize how rough it is for these teenagers, and you talk about this in the book, but of all the things that happened to you and not having a license and trucking around and everything, what was the worst part of it? What was the worst part of what was happening?
I think the loneliness, you know. And then, you know, the problem was with me is that I was brought up well. I mean, my mother was very affluent, you know, in several different ways. I mean, she was well-read and had very attentive and very loving and believed in God, went to church. And my stepfather would have liked to have played a role like that as well. But I think he was disciplined, you know, by being beat with a garden hose if he didn't get straight A's and play the piano every day. So that's what he thought was the correct way to discipline. So he was, you know, very rough. I mean, he threw me down the stairs, hit me with a golf club, and, you know, verbally sarcastic all the time. And I think the verbal abuse was far worse. So it ended up to be I didn't understand. You know, as a child, I tried to turn to God, and since I felt I had been abandoned by my family, you know, that God would take care of me, but, you know, of course, things got much worse. So then I had my more or less running away from God or arguing with him or wondering whether he existed or, you know, decades, you know, the next probably 30 years I spent trying to figure out if God existed.
Yeah, and you told us a little bit of what you did to survive, but you did, I mean, you were hustling pool.
Correct.
You were a ski instructor, and you were even a drug dealer at one point. It got so low that you were dealing drugs.
Most of the time. You know, as a matter of fact, for me, and I have to admit, I feel lucky because I was able to be so resourceful that I found ways, you know, it started with attention. If I was doing drugs, I had friends. So then I started realizing that, you know, I could support my own habit, and mainly because I wasn't doing that many drugs, but I could make a fortune off of selling drugs. unfortunately, that became a very easy avenue, and I made a fortune. I mean, I made and lost, and as I got older, I got even smarter about it. And unfortunately, you know, one dealer said, you know, you've spent, you know, and this is just small stuff, $32,000 I had dealt in drugs in just a small amount of time. So
Wow. And now there, I don't want to leave this on a sad note because yours is a story of hope. You went on. You're happily married. You've got a business going on. Tell us the flip side. What was the turning point?
Well, it wasn't really. It wasn't an epiphany. It wasn't nothing that was life-changing. It was a series of constants, you know, mother being constant, and my grandma Dolly was always there and supportive and unconditionally loved me. And my daughter, once she was born, I started, you know, really thinking that I had a purpose. But, you know, that still didn't change things, still didn't change my runaway mentality. I mean, at 40 years old, I still was trying to figure out who I was and make sense of everything that I went through and wondering why I didn't end up in jail or dead, you know. So at that point, I think there was something that I needed to do, which was attach myself to something. And what I did was really start learning more biblical teaching and really started studying more. And I did have some life-changing, altering things that made me aware that this is something that I could really believe in. And I don't think I've ever looked back, you know, once I got to that point that I really recognized that I knew, always felt like I needed spiritual growth. But anyway, it's, you know, it's different for each child. So, but I think the choices that they have, you know, there's always somebody out there that would like to help. And, you know, I think finding the appropriate others is a big part.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the book is Memoirs of a Runaway, A Story of Hope. Mike, thanks so much for sharing your story with the listeners. You can get a copy if you're interested in reading more. It's good stuff. If you're interested in reading more, pick it up at Barnes & Noble, any of your bookstores. Thanks, Mike. You have a great one.
MemoirsofaRunaway.com.
All right, excellent. You can go to the website, too, as well. Hang with us. Coming up next, Odds and Ends on ATN.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Remember the last movie that you saw? Well, I saw The Wolfman last weekend. This weekend, one of the most highly anticipated movies of the new year is going to kick off, and it stars Leonardo DiCaprio, easy for me to say, and Martin Scorsese, of course, teams up with him again. He is the big director of Shutter Island. Now it's time on America Tonight for our cheap movie review. Here's a little trailer, a little snippet, if you will, of that movie.
Give you a briefing about the institution?
All I know is it's a mental hospital.
With a criminal and insane.
We take only the most dangerous, damaged patients. Ones no other hospital can manage.
You're hereby required to surrender your firearms.
We are duly appointed federal marshals.
But during your stay, you will obey protocol. Gentlemen, welcome to Shutter Island.
Marshal Daniels?
Doctor. So this female prisoner, Rachel Solando, escaped sometime in the last 24 hours.
Is she considered dangerous?
You could say that.
It's 11 miles to the nearest land and the water's freezing.
We don't know how she got out of her room.
Came back for a midnight round, she was gone.
It's as if she evaporated straight through the walls.
Who is 67?
There are a total of, what, 66 patients at this facility?
That is correct, yes.
Well, it seems some Rachel Solando is suggesting that you have a 67th patient, Doctor. A lot of people know about this place, but no one will talk, you know? It's like they're scared or something.
You haven't taken any pills, have you?
He
having any walking nightmares lately, Marshal?
I've built something valuable here.
Don't you get it? You're a rat in the maze.
Valuable things have a way of being misunderstood.
Who knows about this? Everyone. The nurses, the orderlies. They couldn't possibly know. Everyone. You do understand that they can't let you leave.
Going somewhere?
I think you get the gist of this here, and there's been a lot of buildup for Shutter Island. It's a long time coming. The two marshals go to the remote island. They're investigating the disappearance of a woman who was a murderer from the island that was built like a fortress, and it's a hospital for the criminally insane. Here's what you need to know. It's 2 hours and 18 minutes. That doesn't include the previews, and you know it'll be jam-packed at the theaters. It's R-rated. It's funny. They term it as an action adventure thriller and adaptation. Leonardo DiCaprio is in it, Mark Ruffalo, Ben Kingsley, Michelle Williams, Martin Scorsese, I mentioned him already, directed this one that is generating massive buzz. I checked the critics for what that's worth half the time when the critics trash movies that I end up liking, but pretty much across the board gave it decent ratings on 1 to 10 scales, 10s or 9s or... If it's an ABC deal, gave them A's and maybe a B+. So Shutter Island, we'll see if it rings true with people who are heading to the movies. You know, when you're shelling out 9, 10, 18 bucks, if you go at the height of the movie, at some places it's like 10 bucks. So it's just 20 bucks to get in. It doesn't include anything else that you might get there. All right, we move from Shutter Island to a movie that I thought looked kind of interesting. I happened to see the previews of this one. I saw that last movie I mentioned. And it's called The Ghost Rider. Take a listen.
You realize I know nothing about politics.
You voted for him, didn't you?
Adam Lang, of course I did. Everyone voted for him.
He was paid $10 million for these memoirs, but
it's a ghostwriter he needs.
Plus the money's good. Kids won't starve.
Do I have any kids?
I do. This is a great opportunity for you.
Hello? Who are you?
I'm your ghost.
The manuscript is not to be removed from this room. It's not to be copied. That would be a security risk.
So, how do we go about this?
I interview you and turn your answers into prose.
Ready to start?
Absolutely.
Former British Prime Minister Adam Lang is back in the news tonight.
You must be wondering what you've let yourself in for.
You're working here, buddy!
The pressure must have gotten to the first ghostwriter.
You didn't tell me there was another writer.
He was drunk. He drowned. I wonder if we'll ever know whether it was accident or suicide.
It was a book that killed him.
What have you gotten me into?
The prosecutor is asking to launch a formal investigation.
Investigating me for what?
You're working for a war criminal.
You don't have any proof.
You're his ghostwriter. You get us the proof.
The truth is in Lang's memoirs.
You do realize how serious this is getting, don't you?
I'm in trouble.
Hello?
I think my predecessor was murdered. The one decision Lang made in 10 years as Prime Minister, which wasn't in the interest of the USA.
You're practically one of us now.
I am.
You're the writer. That makes you an accomplice.
Do you have something to tell me?
All right, The Ghost Rider stars Pierce Brosnan, and it also has Ewan McGregor in it, Kim Cattrall, Olivia Williams, Tom Wilkinson. I love Tom Wilkinson. Here's the dicey part. You know who it's directed by? Roman Polanski. Yeah, the rapist who escaped the country, who was granted, an incredible director in his day, but even the girl who he had sex with, who was just a such a kid at the time, said she doesn't even want to. She doesn't want anything to do with the whole thing because she doesn't care anymore. She wants to. She's sick of being beat up by all the publicity. But Los Angeles is still trying to extradite him. So this has an interesting twist to it. The scoop is that a successful British ghostwriter agrees to complete the memoirs of her former British prime minister. And his agent tells him it's a great opportunity, but then the project is doomed. The long-term aide dies and all kinds of things start to happen. So it's a thriller adaptation over 2 hours long. Third on our list of movies that are coming out this weekend, if you're looking for something to go see, is a movie called The Good Guy. And here's that.
I'm not telling you the way things should be. I'm telling you how they are. And unfortunately, what you wear does make a statement to women. And your statement right now is, hi, welcome to Blockbuster. For all the excitement and glamour, life in the big city does have its downside. I mean, if you thought Wall Street was full of the best liars in the world, you should try having a relationship here.
You've been dating for 2 months and you still haven't had sex.
Shut up.
I hope I'm not interrupting.
Oh, hey.
No, we were just talking about shopping.
Come on, this way. It gets better.
It's so beautiful. How did you find this place?
I gotta keep some surprises.
I just didn't want to be one of those girls who sleeps with a lot of guys.
I don't want you to sleep with a lot of guys. Oh, you haven't met Beth yet, have you?
You must be Daniel. Tommy says you're a big reader. You should come to my book club.
Yeah, sure.
Hello?
Daniel?
Huh, she's flying out early. Yeah, he's gay.
Here at Morgan Brothers. People like us. We take them out. They have a good time.
Hey, Daniel.
Well, where's a hot spot? You know, Wednesday nights.
A Wednesday? Daniel is a lovely fella. He's as much fun as chlamydia.
I'm just not buying this nice guy act, all right?
How was book club?
It was good.
What's going on?
Nobody joins Wall Street without having some kind of a dark side.
You're right. Wall Street is no place for an ambitious white male.
This is probably something Beth doesn't need to hear about. Unless you're trying to split us up.
Daniel is totally in love with you. I was offered a promotion in San Francisco.
I miss her like crazy, but it's only a plane ride, right?
I just can't make up my mind.
As you stay, as you go. You gotta trust me, though, okay? What do you want it to be?
Stay.
Beth, it's just you.
Can we ever read something with a happy ending? This is New York City. The only happy endings are in Chinatown.
All right, so this one is pretty obvious. Wall Street, young kids, the idea of who is she falling for, blah, blah, blah. I doubt many of you are going to run out and see this one. Comedy romance, hour 30. And mostly unknown. Brian Greenberg's in it. Scott Porter's in it. Alexis Bledel is in it. Aaron Yu is in it. Yeah. Starting to go off. A lot of people you recognize in this film. I'm thinking probably not. I think Shutter Island is going to be the winner this weekend in the box office race anyway. Coming up on the flip side, a little bit of odds and ends, news you can abuse, birthdays in this day in history. Hang with us.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction.
How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shisandra, Androcete extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1 month supply for only $29.97 plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60 day money back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
America tonight as we scurry toward the finish line. I'm sure many of you will be watching that USA-Canadian hockey match on Sunday, at least for the results. Tune in. I'm sure I will also post on the website, whether it's Sam or myself. If the Canadians win, I have to sing "O Canada." If the Americans win, he's got to sing the Star Spangled Banner. I think I get the better end of that deal, and I think the Americans are going to completely rock it out and, I think, surprise a few people who are counting them out of this one. I mean, not out of the medals completely, but counting them out of this one against the Canadians. I think that's a big mistake. All right, a couple of things I mentioned that we would peruse here in this final segment, and it includes birthdays and news you can abuse and whatnot. And also a couple of quick headlines here. Tiger Woods is supposed to speak on Friday. Just to clarify, it's 5 minutes. He takes no questions. Who cares? I'm sick of this. I don't know whether he'll go back out on tour. I'm assuming he will. They're very tight-lipped about what's happening. He's going back to the rehab place. Maybe he's just trying to feel better about everything that's gone down. You know, who knows? But no questions and just the 5 minutes and that's it. But I guarantee you're going to see it everywhere. The whole thing with the plane crash in Austin, there have been a lot of theories about what could have happened. There are a lot of people getting attacked from different groups as, see, this is what happens when you open up this can of worms and you complain, you constitutionalists and others. It was the act of one guy who went nutty on what was happening in his life and was frustrated beyond all get out with his money situation. And we've been there with the IRS, crashing the plane into the offices didn't do anybody any good, including his own family, as they lose a father and a grandfather as well. So that was, I think, brutal news. And for the families of the two people who were also killed and those who were hurt as a result of that, we haven't heard the last of, I think, his manifesto and some other perhaps motivations as people are coming forward but saying they didn't know anything about it. But they're going to keep digging on this one. Let's go to news you can abuse. American gold medalist Hannah Carney, I love this, could have an ice cream named after her soon. The freestyle skier and chick from Vermont is getting her own Ben & Jerry's flavor. When she won, she gave a shout-out to her favorite treat, Ben & Jerry's, at the Winter Olympics. They caught on. They liked the idea. They're consulting the ice. You know, they sold it, but they still consult the ice cream company. And they say they're very proud of Hannah. She even has an idea for her flavor, coffee ice cream with Oreo cookies. So there might be something of her creation soon on the shelves. Very cool. How about this one from Vancouver? Australian snowboarder Scott James, only 15 years old. He has a lot of fans, rather. A sign in the crowd at the Winter Olympics proclaimed Scotty the Hottie. He landed his tricks on his second qualifying run for the halfpipe competition. He did it with a broken wrist. That's a pretty big deal. He didn't score high enough to make it into the semifinals, but he's just a teenager. He says the whole Olympic thing is such a big deal. Good for him. Excuse me. Now this from New Orleans. The partying is very much over in New Orleans. Now you repent. It's that whole Lent thing. Yesterday, churches were jammed for the start of Lent. People are looking forward to a quieter time, they say, on those streets, Bourbon streets. And what an interesting time it's been for them, because first they had all those parades, the Saints winning the Super Bowl and all that, the festivals and stuff, and now they had the whole Mardi Gras thing. So it's been like 6 weeks of nonstop partying. Maybe some money was pumped into that economy. This is a weird story. Sally Joyner had an intruder in her home. It wasn't a burglar. It wasn't, you know, an alligator. It wasn't some other form of an animal. Instead, a different kind of animal. She heard a loud crash in her Peoria home. She looked downstairs. A full-grown bull had walked in. She phoned her husband. He couldn't believe her. He thought she was making it up. And she had $1,500 worth of damage when it was all said and done. There was bull, people didn't believe her. There was bull prints in the snow right outside of her house. They found the bull a short time after she called the sheriff's department. Two other escaped bulls were also seen in the area. That's bad luck. One gets in your house, have those prints all over the place. I bet you've never had that happen to you, Donovan. Bull prints. I don't think so. How about this from Des Moines? The Good Samaritan turned out to be bad. This is sad. Matthew Lee Scott says he ran out of gas, then was robbed by a supposed good guy. He told police he accepted a ride from a stranger. That stranger offered to take him to a gas station. Later, he says the man forced him to withdraw $220 from a cash machine. He told the police the man tried to get him to withdraw more money from the bank, but the guy made a run for it after they were questioned by a teller. Oh, that's a bummer. You trust the guy, and then that ends up, unfortunately, happening. Okay, we move from that to this day in history, if we were to take a look back. It's always interesting to do that. February 19th. Thank goodness it's the weekend, no? Here are a couple of interesting things that happened way back when. In 1910, at a New York dinner party, Diamond Jim Brady amazed his guests by eating 5 helpings of roast beef, gallons of stewed fruit, 84 oysters, and 3 gallons of orange juice to wash it all down. What's interesting is he was probably the inventor of the whole food legacy that goes on now. There's actually a tour. We've talked about him before, the people who eat massive amounts of whatever, and they challenge each other on Coney Island, the hot dogs and whatnot, and they make a pretty good living at it. 84 oysters, 19, 10, 5 helpings of roast beef. 1942, the Yankees announced they would admit 5,000 servicemen free to each of their home ball games during the coming season, and a lot of people picked up on that. They took them up on it. They were jammed with service folks. 1965, Rod Stewart and his group, the Soul Agents, people forget about the group, played their first major gig in the London borough of Harrow. In 1981, George Harrison was ordered to pay A.B. Keiko Music the sum of $587,000 for subconscious plagiarism. I remember this because his song, My Sweet Lord, the Chiffons said they had one that was close to it. He's So Fine, the riffs, the chords, the melodies, the octaves, and the notes. So George had to go and pick those in particular. What are the odds of those, of that happening? I would say pretty rare that it would sound so similar. In 1985, Cherry Coke was introduced by the Coke Company, not at Coke headquarters, rather in Atlanta, but in New York City instead. Many who grew up in the 50s rushed to buy the canned or bottled taste of nostalgia, hoping it would taste the same. A lot of people were disappointed in it, I think. In 1987, a controversial anti-smoking ad aired for the first time on television. It featured actor Yul Brynner in a public service announcement that was recorded shortly before his death in 85 from lung cancer. In 1999, we were just talking about movies. At the movies, this debuted Jawbreaker with Rose McGowan and October Sky starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Chris Cooper, and Laura Dern. That was a good movie. You know, we just had the author of October Sky on, Homer Hickam, a couple of weeks ago. You can check him out if you go to americatonight.net. Maestro, do we have some music, please, for our birthdays? All right, so let's head to those famous birthdays. You're going to recognize a ton of people on this. Jillian Michaels, she's on The Biggest Loser. She's a personal weight trainer, 36 years old. Molly Ringwald, of fame, The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, 42 years old. You like rap or gangster rap music? Dr. Dre, 45. Matt Dillon, Something About Mary and a slew of other movies, 46 years old. Vanna White, Turns the Letters, remember, on Wheel of Fortune, 53 years old. John Travolta, rather, 56 years old. John Hughes, Home Alone, all that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, he died, or he would have turned 60 years old. That was about a year ago, I think. Civil Shepherd turned 60 years old. Moonlighting with Bruce Willis. You remember that show and a slew of other movies. Yoko Ono, 77 years old. Toni Morrison, 79. Nobel Prize, African-American author of The Bluest Eye. So Toni Morrison. Milos Forman, 79.